USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the U.S. have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last week. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with large numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the first flight evacuating Afghans who worked with the U.S. forces has landed in the United States. The flight carrying more than 200 people landed outside of Washington, D.C. late Friday night as part of a program to get those who assisted American troops out of the country as U.S. forces are being pulled out. In a statement, President Biden welcomed them to the country and thanked them for standing with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
China has rejected a plan for further investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, dismissing the theory that the virus may have escaped from a lab in Wuhan. The country's National Health Commission rejected the WHO's plan last week for the second phase of their investigation into the lab and the first days of the pandemic. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says further investigation from the WHO is the last thing that China wants. He tells Fox News that the second phase would likely shine light on the Chinese government's cover-up of the source of the virus.
I think they know that this indeed did come out of their laboratory, and while we don't have the evidence to prove it, they certainly do. And so my sense is the reason they don't want anybody looking at it is because they know what this would mean for the Chinese Communist Party. They know that they have lied to the world, they know that they have lied to their own people, and they know that they foisted this virus upon the world, costing millions of lives and now billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth. The last thing the Chinese Communist Party is to be stuck with the stain of having operated a lab, covered it up, disappeared journalists, disappeared doctors, only to have the WHO come in and find that, in fact, it did come from that laboratory.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The infrastructure package being put together by Senate Democrats may include reforms for immigration and the DACA program. Wendy King explains.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill, it could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Kevin Durant powered the USA men's basketball squad into the knockout round of the Olympic tournament with a record-setting performance on Saturday. Durant paced the U.S.'s 119-84 rout of the Czech Republic to wrap up pool play with 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. He also became the U.S.'s all-time leading scorer at the Olympic Games in the victory. The team now waits to see who they'll face in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.